think of baby on the night you said you would.
Let's see if we can do what we're supposed to do here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and that is bring you up to date on the important information that will come your way, maybe more detail as things work their way through the system, as it were. The system is the news media. The system, we listen to all the noise in the background. Sounds like I'm in a factory. Ah, technology. No, we just love it. Okay.
The presses.
I just did. Thank you very much for that suggestion. All right, so at any rate, we have lots of things to talk about, as usual. There's never a day. It doesn't make any difference what day it is, what day of the week it is, what week of the month it is, what month of the year it is. There's always something going on. Where would we be if there were not people to talk about? People and their actions and reactions. 888, speaking of reactions, 888-302-3684 gets you through in terms of reaction to some of the big stories of the day. And then, of course, there's always Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Ken at DougSteffen.com. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, the latest from those who are trying to figure out what to do with Iran. The folks in Iran seem to be pretty happy with the deal reached over the weekend, which would suspend their nuclear weapons program, which, of course, they didn't have. Remember that. This I feel like there's a Jay Leno moment here. They didn't have a program. Remember? I'm a dinner jacket and said, no, we're not doing this. You people must be all crazy. Well, so they were going to have them pull apart their program, which didn't exist, in exchange for the lifting of certain sanctions worth about $1 billion to them. So that's on one side. Now, on the other side, a team from Israel headed to Washington to express their concern about Iran. The Israeli Prime Minister, Mr. Netanyahu, is on his way. Israel is not the only country that's not happy with the deal either, by the way. Canadian Foreign Minister John Baird said his country will maintain their sanctions on Iran. It's also unclear who in Congress will move this deal forward or try to kill it. Senator Lindsey Graham is already calling for a new round of sanctions on Iran, which would only be lifted once they dismantle their plutonium reactor. So, where does that leave all of us? Let's start with what you find on our Facebook page, social media in general, Kenny, whether it's ours or sort of on the hoof. What are people saying about this, those who are either Jewish or not Jewish, Middle Eastern, those who are academics and not academics, those who are Republicans and not Republicans or Democrats. Now, but there's bound to be something for everybody here.
Matt says you don't have to be a brain surgeon to know the Iran nuke deal is a bad deal.
All right, that's Representative Peter King of New York said that.
Kevin says the U.S. is now more likely to let Israel fight its own wars.
Well, it is thought that President Obama is not a friend necessarily of the Israelis, and this gives fodder to those who say he's a Muslim at heart because he doesn't really appear to be over the top in love or engaged with Israeli problems and the Israeli people, Israeli politics. So, you know, again, I say that because there are plenty of you who will say he's a Muslim, and that's why he doesn't like the Jews. Okay, next.
Someone who uses the name Ewing says Obama is basically telling Iran, if you like your nukes, you can keep your nukes, period.
Well, this is they did this purposely to hope or help the idea that this was not an Obama plan. This is universal, or not universal, but the five big powers, England, Britain, France, Germany, England, Britain, let's see, hello, those are one and the same, thank you. The French, the Germans, I think the Japanese were involved in the conversation, were they not? The
China
Chinese.
And Russia.
China and Russia, okay. So at any rate, it's not supposed to look like an American deal, although a lot of people are sort of steering it in that direction. What say you? 888-302-3684. Let's start with a piece of audio from one of the radio programs that Kenny, has monitored in the last 24 hours. Host Pete Kaliner talking about whether this deal with Iran is an historic achievement or an historic mistake.
This could be a defining moment in world history. Historic achievement or historic mistake? I think that's what remains to be seen, because there are really strong feelings on both sides of this thing. The agreement with Iran was announced early Sunday in Geneva, and it's going to cap the expansion of its nuclear infrastructure and lengthen the time that Iran would need for a breakout attempt to build a bomb. Basically, they have all of the equipment running. They've got all the stuff going, and the idea is you want to try and keep them from breaking out, from going from a certain percentage of enriched material to a higher percentage of enriched material and weaponizing it and doing it within, you know, a couple weeks or something. So you want to try and limit this. This is the idea. The accord has a lot of risk. Here's what the editorial board at the Washington Post, which was a pretty favorable editorial to the agreement, here's what they said. That this is it's a worthy step, and it's preferable to the military action that might otherwise have been deemed necessary. The deal is intended to buy time for up to a year of negotiations on a comprehensive settlement, and the United States should not accept its terms over a longer period. So good for the short term, but we should not accept this for long term. When all the provisions are implemented, the time Iran would theoretically need to produce enough highly enriched uranium for a bomb, which is now about 1 month, that would now extend by no more than a month or two, or as little as 24 days if you listen to the Israelis. So the idea is that it's going from this breakout period is now about 1 month. It would extend by no more than a month or two. So 2 to 3 months. By the same token, U.S. officials say the sanctions relief granted Iran will be worth about $7 billion, or about 6 weeks of the oil revenue that Iran is losing to sanctions. So that was the trade-off.
888-302-3684. That's a pretty good explanation of the nuts and bolts of the agreement. So let's hear from you. Your voice can be heard and appreciated one way or another. All I have to do is link into us at facebook.com/gooddayband we'll share some of the comments. Or if you want to share things that have come from other people, help yourself to that as well. Tuesday, the 26th of November on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 policy for just $18 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. 1-800-463-9184.
All righty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before, and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. It's clinically proven, too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look, no matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers. Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters. like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance superbuys on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears Doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears.
10% in points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
More on Iran now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The president pushing back pretty hard, forcefully defending his agreement, or the temporary agreement that the people with him worked out to freeze Iran's disputed nuclear program, declaring the U.S. cannot close the door on diplomacy. His remarks followed skepticism of this accord expressed by some of our allies. Here's radio host Jeff Kuhner talking about the question of whether or not there is a question regarding this deal being good, bad, or indifferent.
Iran, they've hoodwinked us. Their foreign minister came back. They're calling him the smiling foreign minister. He's grinning from ear to ear. He got the deal of a lifetime. So now think about this. Just when the sanctions are really starting to bite, just when the Iranian regime is starting to reel under the crippling sanctions that the world has imposed upon Iran, what does the dear leader do? What does Jean-Francois do? They let him off the hook, ease the sanctions, give them now, we find out, latest report is not even $7 billion, it's $8 billion in assets. In other words, give them the money to build a bomb. And in exchange, now this is the deal. In exchange for basically saying they believe in peace and tolerance and compassion and diversity, and will allow a few UN inspectors to kind of roam the streets of Tehran and maybe have a coffee and some baklava, Iran will be allowed to continue to enrich uranium. It will be allowed to keep its centrifuges that enrich uranium. It will get to keep its enrichment stockpiles. And most importantly, it won't have to shut down its plutonium reactor at Arak, A-R-A-K. Not Iraq, but Arak. Now, my dad was in the, he's been working in the nuclear energy business for 40 years. Nuclear plants, nuclear facilities. He's traveled all across the United States, all over the world. My dad has been telling me this for years. He goes, you don't understand, Jeff. You don't need plutonium for nuclear energy. There's only one reason why you want plutonium. There's only one reason. And that's if you want to build a bomb. So they get to keep their plutonium reactor, they get to keep their stockpiles, they get to keep their centrifuges. In other words, the ability to build a bomb, they keep it. And now they've got the six-month window with the access to $8 billion to finish constructing the nuclear bomb and breakout. Now you know why the mullahs are dancing in the streets of Tehran.
Maybe a little exaggeration there. I'm guessing this fellow is a Jewish host, and that may be part of what tempered his remarks. 21 after the hour.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The voice last night was the song Feel Good among his best. Well, it isn't Miley Cyrus material, probably. Other than that, it's probably okay. He's come a long way. He has an interesting career, interesting character. And that's what we're about here. Interesting stories about interesting people, interesting theories. 888-302-3684. The focus, as we begin the program, is on the nuclear weapons deal with Iran and whether there's some exaggeration. Ken Kessler monitors a lot of talk radio programs. You thought Mr. Kuhner exaggerated himself. I did. Exaggerated a bit. And was prejudiced to a certain point of view. I mean, there was going to be prejudice on both sides. I just wondered what your thought was, Kenny, on that.
I didn't think it was overly prejudiced. There basically were two schools of thought on talk radio yesterday. One who thought it was a terrible deal, and we're
selling out.
We're selling out.
Obama the Muslim.
And selling Israel down the river. And the other side was that this is how diplomacy is supposed to work, and we need to do this to avoid war.
All right. One way or another, we'll figure it out. Here's host John Cass with Lauren Kahn talking to Peter Brooks from the Heritage Foundation about Brooks' concerns in this deal.
What do you make of the deal that the president and John Kerry and others are supporting?
You know, John, it's really kind of a Rorschach inkblot test. Remember those where you look at something and, you know, they say, what do you see when you see this inkblot? Somebody says a bunny, somebody says a tiger. It depends on where you come down on this, what people are going to see. I personally have concerns. People who think this is a good idea would say, hey, we primed the pump with Iran. We're talking to them. You know, we've opened some pathways to further discussions, and we've kind of put a freeze on their program in exchange for some limited sanctions relief. But there's other big issues here, I think. I mean, this is just an interim deal. Don't get too excited. I mean, Iran is still on the pathway to the bomb. You know, it may be akin to, you know, Neville Chamberlain's Peace in Our Time. I mean, war is still possible. We talked about this last week. Remember, Israel is obviously going to do what it needs to do to protect its national security.
I'm interested in how the domestic American political reaction.
Okay. Well, I'm not a domestic political guy.
No, but you are in the foreign policy world.
Yeah, right. So,
and obviously, what I'm seeing is Menendez, Democrat,
yeah.
Mark Kirk, Republican, yeah, condemning it. Kirk even went so far as to bring up AIPAC's opposition, which I found to be odd, given not that they would be opposed, but to expose that relationship seemed to be a little bit problematic.
Well, I mean, I let them speak for themselves. Yeah. You know, the spirit of full disclosure, Mark Kirk and I are old Navy buddies.
Yeah, I know.
So, but I mean, they, you know, from a purely foreign policy standpoint, I mean, I think that some of the criticism has a basis. No, I don't know exactly. I can't speak for anybody else. I mean,
right.
This doesn't do, John, is it doesn't roll back, it doesn't dismantle, and it doesn't end Iran's nuclear program. You know, Iran is still in the nuclear business, and they can still be on a trajectory to a bomb. And there's a lot of problems out there over what they're hoping to gap in the next 6 months. And, you know, actually, there have been 6 months of secret talks from what I'm hearing. I'm not sure this is true or not, but there's been reports that we had 6 months of talks prior to this before we got to Geneva and Saturday night, early Sunday morning's deal. Now, what I see is, in terms of problems, I mean, what's the end game here? I mean, I told you what I think the end game should be.
You want mine? What's the end game? How about not war?
Well,
see, here's the problem. I don't think it's a good deal, but the alternative, if you look at what happened with Syria and Obama's bumbling in Syria, doing the red line thing, he was leading us it was like we were inexorably being drawn into war until the Soviets and the Democrats basically said.
I don't think we have to lift sanctions then to avoid something like that. What scares me and what I don't understand in all this is we're giving Iran more money.
All right. Your thoughts coming up. Calls at 888-302-DOUG here on Good Day.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance supervise on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears.
10% in points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 131.14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Would you like to have million-dollar looks? You don't have them if your hair is thin, weak, and tired-looking. Thinning hair is the result of aging follicles or the place through the pores from which the follicles come. That's why you need the new Provia. Provia strengthens hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before. And by the way, ladies, this is for you as well as for men. You're suffering just like men are with thinning hair. And if you've had the problem for years, now you can join the thousands of people who are using Provia serum the all-natural way with no side effects to get your hair growing again. It's simple. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get a free month supply when you mention Doug Steffen. Say goodbye to the hair going down the sink. Say hello to a new, full, richer head of hair. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
Oh, I love this song. This Thanksgiving, Kohl's has over 500 Black Friday deals from 8 p.m. Thursday to 1 p.m. on Friday. Plus, you can shop these deals at Kohl's.com starting Tuesday and get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent on anything.
Man, that puts me in the holiday spirit. Shop Kohl's Black Friday starting 8 p.m. Thursday.
Store hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Going again conversationally here, we've been talking about the situation with the Iranians. Is probably that's no surprise to you. 888-302-3684. Iran seems to be happy. The president's not happy because people are pushing the idea around. The Israelis don't like it. A lot of people in Congress, Senate, don't like it. Talk show hosts don't like it. I haven't heard anybody say that they thought it was okay. Let's find out what you think at 888-302-3684. The interest here is to get your thoughts on the deal. Good deal, bad deal, good for Israel, bad for Israel, good for us, bad for us, the world, good for us, bad for the world, or are we taking this too far? Steve in New York starts out the conversation here.
I think this is a terrible deal, not for Israel per se, which it is a terrible deal, but for the United States of America. If this deal was done like 5-6 years ago, and Iran wasn't close to nuclearization of an atomic bomb, I would say maybe give it a shot. Iran is at the door of making a nuclear bomb. To lessen the sanctions at this point, when they're so close, and for 6 months, when Iran has been shown to be deceitful, they've shown to make nuclear plants all over the place, hidden nuclear plants, and now to suddenly trust them, and to have Ashton, the head of the EU, the one who's negotiated this, basically the one who's involved, I'm just very nervous, and I think it's a terrible, terrible mistake, and I think America's threatened, because ultimately our interests are in the region in many cases more than Israel. And it's not just Israel, it's all the Arabian countries that are very concerned, and I think this is a terrible, terrible mistake, and what they should have just continued is with the tough, tough economic sanctions, and obviously it was having an effect. And it looks like we just caved in.
It does look that way just a bit, doesn't it? 888-302-3684. Let's turn our attention to Cindy's thoughts from Texas, listening to Good Day in Brownwood.
My concern is that the entire time that Iran has been telling us that they are developing this nuclear power for peaceful purposes, they have been developing plutonium. It's my understanding that plutonium cannot be developed for peaceful purposes, but for only one reason, and that would be to make a bomb. I'm thinking that if the United States can't stop them, that perhaps Israel will. And if you'll remember, we were too naive. We were going to go with the first deal, which France, of all people, France had to stop us. And that's my concern about this whole thing, the plutonium development.
What's your concern about the deal? Express it now, 888-302-3684. On the Good Day program from North Carolina, Ralph interested in being heard. So go ahead, Ralph.
I think that a short-term deal is better than no deal, which what the Republicans would have done. The Iranians, they needed the money that was frozen from the sanctions because, from my understanding, that they were struggling and some of their people were going hungry from that aspect. And I think that a short-term deal was better than no deal, which is all that the Republicans have to offer.
All right. Let's see here. A couple of more people in the queue. Mike in Washington on Good Day. What's the deal? He is pro-Israel, I'm going to guess.
I'm an Iraq veteran, and I'm just going to say this. These countries, they don't care about us, and they don't care about Israel. And that is their whole mission, is to destroy Israel. That's the mission. And when people are saying that they shouldn't be, that they should be allowed to enrich their nuclear program, you know, we shouldn't be dealing with terrorists, at all. That's what these people do. Israel has been getting dumped on for centuries. And, I'm an Irish Italian Catholic and I support Israel. I don't have their same religious views, but I completely support Israel. We need to stand by Israel. There are Christian sites that are in Israel that need to be protected. We can't negotiate with these people. Now, the president may have had the best interests at heart. He might be thinking in his heart that he's doing the right thing, okay? But I really think they need to rethink this.
The Israelis say what's needed now is additional economic pressure to finally force the Iranians to verifiably abandon their nuclear weapons program. So why are we going to give in now? You know what this smells like to me, Kenny? This is another mass confusion in the administration where they do something half-apple. They haven't really given it a lot of thought, and they're willing to do just about anything because that's what Obama wants. So everybody rallies around, and they come up with this half-baked, half-cocked idea that isn't apparently that good. I haven't heard a whole lot of people other than him say this was a good thing. And Kerry, am I missing something? I'm listening to all these callers, all these hosts, people that are trying to analyze what they know about it. And to me, after thinking about it for 24 hours or so, before, I don't want to jump onto the critics' bandwagon yesterday, but it seems to me that this is just another example of them not doing their homework, of them being one-sided. He's a bully. He's going to push people into it. The Europeans, there's some accord that has obviously some sympathy with the Chinese and the Russians and the British and the French and Germans, but this more looks like let's push it in and get it done. So what's the do you know what the reaction is among people on the street, let's say in England or in France? I mean, the Russians don't care what the people on the street think, and neither do the Chinese, but certainly public opinion is going to play a role in the Western European countries.
I haven't seen that, but I don't really see how this could be just Obama pushing his agenda when there are four other countries mm-hmm. that were part of this, not counting Iran. And I can't see that Russia and China would go along with Obama to get along.
I mean, they just, said for that.
Yeah. Right. They just wouldn't.
Mm-mm. Well, the allies say, they contend, is Iran is seeking to produce a nuclear bomb, and that's, of course, of concern to Israel. The insistence is that they were pursuing peaceful nuclear programs. We all know that's a load of you-know-what. So then what do we do? Is there a need for some way to lessen the pressure? The Israelis, Netanyahu would be a hardliner. He doesn't like Obama, and Obama doesn't like him very much, politically or otherwise. So then where do you go? You're not going to get support from Israel on this, and therefore you're not going to get support among American Jews who were big supporters of Obama. Not that it makes any difference at this point to him, but does this take more of a toll on the Democrats, who are nervous as it is about getting reelected next year? All of these things become part of, you know, as well as I do, that a big constituency for Democrats is the Jewish base. Not that all Jewish people are voting Democratic, because that's not the case at all. Having said that, there still is, especially in the big cities, much support for that kind of thinking. And if it isn't there, then I mean, whether they're going to get it from the Republicans or not. Maybe what sort of drifts into my mind, another perfect example of needing another party. Because this is going to be played here in our homeland as a political, this is a political play. 888-302-3684. Bob, here in Massachusetts with a quickie.
I think the president is making the biggest mistake that we will ever, ever hear. He can't give these people the right to keep all that stuff. They will nuke Israel. There's no doubt. They will nuke Israel, and I bet you it'll happen inside of 6 months.
Nah, they're not going to do that. They aren't. It's not going to happen. 888-302-3684. It's 17 before the hour. This is Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best cold season tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 policy for just $18 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. 1-800-463-9184.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And starting at 7 a.m. on Black Friday, members can save on the hottest gifts, like Vizio TVs, Sam's Samsung smartphones, KitchenAid mixers, and stunning diamond jewelry. Not a member yet? Join Sam's Club November 29th through December 1st and receive a gift card up to $40 to make the most of your Black Friday shopping. So join and save. Sam's Club. Holidays are better when you're in the club. See club for details.
A Good Day program, at least in this hour, would not be complete without a focus on Obamacare, the health care program that seems to be only one of the many problems the president has seemingly created for himself. Here's radio host Frank Beckman with Dan Lipp, president and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield. They discuss why Blue Cross Blue Shield is not going to accept the president's offer to extend policies that don't meet the guidelines.
The latest announcement from the president was that he and his administration were going to ignore the mandate and allow the reinstatement of some policies that had been canceled because they don't meet the federal requirements. Here's the problem. Insurers are caught between a rock and a hard place. They had already made plans to move ahead. And now they're being told, well, you can go back to the old plans once again and reinstate those. Well, here in Michigan, a couple of major companies, Health Alliance Plan, and the biggest insurer of them all, Blue Cross Blue Shield, has said, no, we're not going back there. You decided not to go backwards, but to move forward on this. Let's talk about that for a moment. Well, what was the determining factor for you in making that decision?
Frank, I think you said it. You know, the truth of the matter is we've been preparing for almost 3 years to transition our customers into the ACA compliant plans. What we've decided to do is sort of is a hybrid. We had some, well, almost 30 plans or so that aren't compliant. It was just a logistical nightmare to go back within 30 days and do those. So what we're offering our customers, the individual customers, and again, we're talking about 200,000, about 200,000 people, I would say, in Michigan, is they can, there are plenty of plans under the ACA at a lot of different price points. They can pick any of them. If they choose to stay on, we have one existing plan that doesn't meet the requirements. It's actually our most popular plan in the individual market. So if people want to stay on that, they can do it for a year. Otherwise, they have the opportunity to choose a ACA-compliant plan, which has a lot more benefits. So it really depends on what situation you're in. About half the people qualify for a subsidy. If you don't qualify for a subsidy, you can buy the product right now. The bigger issue, if you do qualify, is it's difficult because the website's still having the glitches it has.
The website is still a mess. It is. Under no circumstances do you think that that has been cleaned up. But the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the spokesperson there said the healthcare.gov website will be working well by the end of the month. You buy that? Here is, let's see here, host Russ Cassell talking about the growing number of Democrats that are turning against the president here.
84% of Democrats, folks, in the latest CBS poll, say they would like to either change or repeal Obamacare. 84% of Democrats. Well, you include everybody. 93% either believe that changes are needed to Obamacare or want a full repeal. The president's losing his own party. I mean, again, 93% of the American people, 84% of Democrats now say enough of this. Only 12% of Democrats want Obamacare kept as it is, while 12% say get rid of this thing. If Breitbart writes, if only 12% of Democrats want nothing changed with Obamacare, there's no question that Democrat lawmakers and the president are defying their own base. Because Obama and his minions, Harry Reid, they say, they stand up and boldly say, we're not going to change anything. We're not going backwards. That's what they said. So they truly, because of their own narcissism, because of their own egos, they want to keep going right off the cliff. Staggering poll numbers. CBS. This is CBS, folks. CBS has Obama down to 37%. president's in big, big trouble.
All right, we'll talk about the approval ratings. Take some calls on this at 888-302-3684. And good day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is here as we monitor what's going on in this hour. Some of the other talk radio programs, some of the programs we hear bits and pieces of talk, news talk radio and television. Sometimes the callers that come in from these programs we edit and put on. Sometimes we got your calls on live. Sometimes they're recorded. Whatever it is that you'd like to say, help yourself. 888-302-3684. More comments, facebook.com/good day. Twitter at Good Day Show on the healthcare system and how it's affected Mr. Obama's approval rating. Let's listen to this excerpt from a program hosted by Mac Watson and Larry Gatos. They actually have on Luke Russert from MSNBC. They talk about the latest polls on the president.
You know, we were talking about the president and Obamacare and what's going on, and then we see these two new polls. 4 out of 10 Americans say Obama can't manage the federal government, but I think the one that we're looking at is 53% of Americans now believe Obama's not honest and trustworthy. So, Luke, is this a direct result of Obamacare? It has to be, right?
It's a direct result of the problems associated with what Democrats said in 2010 and 2011, which is that you got it, you like it, you keep it. If you have your health insurance plan that you can keep it, there will be no changes. Well, that's just not accurate. What ended up happening, and a lot of us knew this at the time, and we made the point to say to Democrats, how could you say that? Because some folks are going to have these catastrophic plans that don't fit in to the regulations and laws within Obamacare. And this has really hurt the president, and it's hurt the Democratic Party, and a lot of members of Congress are quite angry with the White House. I talked to a lot of congressional members that think they're being held out to dry, especially in the upcoming 2014 midterm elections. And the biggest issue, though, is what you guys highlighted, this lack of trust that not only the American public has with the administration right now, but that's also exemplified within Congress. You have this distrust from Democrats saying, are they really going to have our back? And then you have Republicans saying, we knew this all along, that this was a bad law. And on top of that, we knew the president was going to lie, to get it through.
Right.
So I think that will have a direct result in making Republicans a lot less ambitious in terms of trying to have a large-scale negotiation on any issue like immigration or the debt.
Luke Russert, 888, yeah, that's the name, you know, 888-302-3684. Here's, let's see, James in Oregon, listen to KUGN.
I don't believe that the president misleaded me because I have health care, and it's fine. And about, you know, the people calling in or the Republicans or whatever, you know, there is, what, 99% of those people are on Social Security. So they have health care. So why would they go on this website to get health care when they have health care? I thought it was for people that didn't have health care. So in terms of, you know, talking about misleading, then they're misleading everyone else when they call in here and say that they need health care when they already got it. I don't understand it.
You don't, sir. That's clear. You do not understand it. Very clear from listening to you. But the partisan side of things makes you want to run to the wall, and that's swell. Here's Ken in Kentucky with some thoughts on his policy.
We are sitting here talking about the future of the healthcare law that everybody's talking about now, even with Congress and everybody saying that they could just pass this law to extend the coverage we have now for 1 year. What happens after 1 year? The place that I'm working at, now that actually offers us healthcare said they're not even sure. They're not even sure that they will offer us health care in 2015. So I'm curious what's actually going to take place after next year, and how much more is everybody still getting lied to?
888-302-3684. Here's Michael in Florida listening to The Jet, I believe. Welcome to Good Day, Michael.
The problem I have with this president is that he gets on television and he tells us all these things that he doesn't know about. He doesn't know about 5.1 million people losing their health care. He doesn't know about his Obamacare website down. He doesn't know about Benghazi. He doesn't know about Fast and Furious. He didn't know about the Tea Party targeting. I believe we actually have the absent-minded president.
The absent-minded? I haven't heard that one before. That's pretty interesting. Kenny, what do you have? Anything quick there from Facebook or Twitter?
Barbara says, if the website does begin to work, will that help the sticker shock for premiums and high deductibles?
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Birdie says, when people lose their coverage and then lose their health battle, Obamacare will be what killed them.
There's something I think a lot of people are worried about, frankly. Way too much worry. This could have been much simpler and much better done. We all pretty much know that no matter what side of the aisle you are, even if you're not on either side of the aisle. That's this hour's overview of some of the hot hits in the conversation world. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.